Tut tut.
How to Build with Your Underglazed Slab by Kevin. How to Build with Your Underglazed Slab. A step-by-step guide for applying heat transfer silkscreen stencils and one-time underglaze transfers. Adding intricate designs to pottery can be a challenging task, but using heat transfer silkscreen stencils or one-time underglaze transfers makes it easy to achieve professional, detailed patterns on your ceramics. This SEO-optimized guide walks you through a simple, step-by-step process for applying these stencils to fresh clay slabs, resulting in beautifully decorated pottery every time. Materials needed. To begin, gather the following materials. Fresh clay slab, rolled directly from bagged clay. Sharpie. Template, for tracing designs. Scissors. Plastic wrap, to help maintain slab shape. Scoring tool, for joining clay pieces. Step-by-step process for applying stencils on fresh clay. 1. Start with a fresh slab of clay. The foundation for a successful design application is using a fresh slab of clay. Roll out the slab to your desired thickness, ensuring a smooth and even surface for the stencils. Fresh clay allows the transfers or stencils to adhere properly, resulting in crisp, clean designs. 2. Print directly onto the clay slab. Carefully apply your heat transfer silkscreen stencils or one-time underglaze transfers directly onto the rolled-out clay. To get the best results, press the stencil or transfer while the clay is still moist and pliable. This ensures the design transfers smoothly without any smudging or distortion. 3. Experiment with layering techniques. For a more complex design, consider layering different stencil types. Start by applying one-time newsprint stencils as a base, then layer heat transfer silkscreen stencils or emulsion silkscreen stencils on top. Layering techniques add depth and texture, making your pottery designs more dynamic and visually appealing. 6. Remove plastic wrap and begin assembling. If you've used plastic wrap to maintain the stiffness of the clay during the stencil application, gently remove it from the non-decorated side. Score the edges of the clay using a scoring tool to prepare for joining pieces together. 7. Keep plastic wrap on for stability during assembly. For added control during the assembly process, consider leaving some of the plastic wrap on as long as possible. The wrap helps prevent the clay from warping or bending, ensuring your slab remains stiff while you work on piecing it together. Tips for best results. Experiment with layering. Using different stencil types and layering them creates a more textured and multidimensional design. Use fresh clay. Always work with freshly rolled clay to ensure that stencils or underglaze transfers adhere correctly, producing clean, professional results. Conclusion. By following this simple guide, you'll be able to apply heat transfer silkscreen stencils and one-time underglaze transfers to your clay slabs with ease. Whether you're creating simple or complex layered designs, these techniques will help you achieve professional-looking pottery that stands out. Experiment with different patterns, layer designs for depth, and make the most out of your fresh clay slabs to create unique, detailed ceramic pieces. How to apply heat transfer silkscreen stencils and one-time underglaze transfers, a step-by-step guide. Applying heat transfer silkscreen stencils or one-time underglaze transfers is an excellent way to add intricate designs and unique patterns to your pottery. This guide will show you the best method to apply these stencils using fresh clay slabs, helping you achieve professional-looking results with ease. Fresh clay slab, rolled out from clay straight out of the bag. Template, for tracing. Plastic wrap, to help maintain shape. Start with a fresh slab of clay. The best results come from using a fresh slab of clay straight out of the bag. Roll out the slab to your desired thickness to create a smooth, even surface for applying the stencils. Print directly onto the slab. Take the heat transfer silkscreen stencils or one-time underglaze transfers and press them directly onto the rolled-out clay. The key here is to print onto the slab while it's still fresh and pliable for the cleanest transfer. Layering techniques. If you want to create more complex or layered designs, you can combine different types of stencils. Use the one-time newsprint stencils for the first layer, then add another layer with heat transfer silkscreen stencils or emulsion silkscreen stencils. Experimenting with layers will give your pottery a more dynamic and textured look. Remove plastic wrap and assemble. If you've used plastic wrap to keep the clay stiff during the printing process, remove it from the clean side of the clay. To start assembling your pieces, take off a little of the plastic on the edges, score the sides, and join them together as needed. Leave plastic wrap. On for stability. For a more controlled assembly process, consider leaving the plastic wrap on for as long as possible. The plastic wrap helps maintain the stiffness of the slab, preventing unwanted warping or bending. Experiment with layering. Mixing different stencil types and layering can add depth and character to your pottery designs. Use fresh clay. Always work with fresh clay out of the bag to ensure the best transfer of your stencils or underglaze designs. By following this guide, you can easily apply heat transfer silkscreen stencils and one-time underglaze transfers to your clay projects. These steps help you achieve clean, professional results while allowing room for creative expression. Whether you're working on simple or layered designs, this method ensures your pottery stands out.